I'm Marcus Lemonis, and you're listening to The Prophet, the podcast from CNBC. So I received an application from a company in Georgia that has a cooler business. It's called Polar Bear Coolers. The overall cooler business has exploded, and particularly the high-end cooler business, because people want to invest in something and hold it forever. And the soft-sided cooler business is a fast-growing category. Now, I love tailgating, and I love the outdoors, and so it fits nicely into my portfolio.
Hello.
Hello.
What's the music?
You didn't know what you walked into, did you?
How you doing? I'm Marcus.
I'm Hayden. Nice to
Hayden,
meet you.
Hayden, how are you?
Nice
in.
To
I'm
meet
doing great.
You. Marcus, Jeff Holt.
Jeff,
yes.
Nice to meet you.
Too.
I'm Brett.
How are you? Nice
Good.
To
nice
meet you.
To meet you too.
What's...
That's a strut upstairs playing.
In the middle of the workday? Okay. All right, let me, I'll make my way up.
First door on your right.
Okay. Sounds like there's somebody playing as if they're in their garage practicing for a gig tonight, while other people are trying to get their job done. Not exactly a great environment.
How are you?
Hey, Marcus.
I'm Marcus.
I'm so pleased to meet
what
you.
What is your name?
Strut.
Okay.
Stephanie.
Stephanie,
pleasure
nice to meet you.
You. This is Bo Bear.
Bo Bear?
Yes.
Bo Bear.
Is this the business or is this a music studio?
This is a music studio where we record some music for the business and social media.
Are you the owner?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your role here?
I just own him.
Are you his wife or just...
No.
She is my...
He calls me his love life partner.
Love life partner.
Uh-huh.
So it's a mouthful.
Do you want to get married?
I'm all in.
Oh, maybe you should formalize that. So what's the Polar Bear jingle? Is there like a jingle?
No, there's no particular jingle.
But just play me something.
Marcus Lemonis. We've seen your show and the show is fine.
Okay.
Why don't you come on down to Georgia? Me, Polar Bear, we'll have a good time.
Look, I love the fact that Strud likes to have fun. If he was upstairs writing jingles or commercials or doing videos, things that actually drove the business forward, I wouldn't care. And I'm wondering if that's the reason that I'm actually here, because he can't focus.
We're the pioneers of the soft performance cooler, okay? 20 years been doing that.
Right now, we are super stressed. I mean, it's been a lot of hard times.
What are you stressed about?
Last year was 2.5 million, but in 2017, we're 3.5 million.
Whoa.
So we've gone down $1 million in 2 years, Marcus. That's the problem.
The fact that he lost over 30% in revenue from 17 to 18 is a really big deal. Where is the product? Why don't we go look at the
product?
Let's
go do that.
Is this the full assortment?
Yeah, this is the H2O, the waterproof line. So the difference in these two models, Marcus, is this is closed cell foam, like the foam in your life vest. It's squishy, it's waterproof.
Okay.
This is open cell foam, like the foam in your couch. It sucks water up like a sponge.
In order for a company to be successful, it needs to be able to tell its story quickly and cleanly. Instead, he's starting to go into all these technical terms like closed cell foam or open cell foam. All I essentially want to know is how long do things stay cold? How much does it cost? And does it do what I need it to do?
Okay, so you have a rubber-based bottom here.
Okay.
And then this has piping all over. You have a daisy chain here. Yeah, this tarpaulin material is really nice.
I don't know what any of that means. And I don't think the customer does either. I'll be honest with you. The construction of it and the details, the quality looks good.
Yeah.
So what size is this?
This is a 48 pack.
Cost and retail.
This one is around $75 to make.
And retail?
$220. That's the biggest size.
Okay.
24 pack right here.
Okay.
12 right. pack here. Six pack right here. This is our least seller.
This looks like I'm going to lunch, like
yeah,
a little kid.
Yeah, yeah.
So why do you still have this then? This is the least
seller. We sell enough of them.
How many?
5,000.
And how many of the other ones?
Roughly 35,000, 40,000.
Okay. As I look at all the coolers, it was a bit overwhelming. And I'm wondering if the 80-20 rule doesn't apply here, which is that 80% of the revenue comes from 20% of the SKUs.
Let's go to the warehouse.
Wow. So what are these?
Six packs. We have 2 minutes.
How do you know?
Because I can look at this and tell there's too many six-packs here.
When I walk around this warehouse, it looks chaotic. It looks disorganized. There's no rhyme or reason to where things are.
What is all this? This is the return bin.
it doesn't look right.
What I thought I would see, to be honest, yeah. is I thought I would see some sort of racking. I mean, I can walk in here and get a visual of where everything is.
So yeah. how many 48 blacks are out here right now?
Well, let's go look at them.
You said you could do it from here.
Well, I need to look at them. I need to look. You'll see where they are.
In order to improve the profitability of the business, understanding your inventory, managing it properly, knowing what you have at the right time, at the right price, is quintessential to maximizing your margin.
What's here?
7,000 coolers.
And how do you know if you have the right amount of a particular SKU?
Because I track the inventory, and then we do physical counts periodically.
And how much in total dollars is in inventory here?
Right now, I don't know off the top of my head. It's on my sheet.
What are the top SKUs you sell?
The 12-pack black.
How many have in stock right now?
I honestly do not know how many black 12-packs we have in stock right now.
How many do you have?
Zero.
You don't think that's a thing you should know?
We don't have the funding to stock what we need at this moment.
What'd you do? You didn't piss them off, did you? Yeah, tell them about that.
These will be gone in about a month.
That's too long. I agree with you.
Well, don't agree with me. Don't pick on him.
I'm not picking on him.
But here's the funding.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's some money. Essentially, they've piled up a bunch of cash in their warehouse in different areas and don't know what they have. And any time a company does this, it essentially puts themselves out of business and they don't even realize it. This inventory that's sitting around needs to be first organized. And second, if there's too much of something, it needs to be liquidated. If there's too little of something, it needs to be ordered.
You think your looks together? For my knowledge, I know what's here.
Okay, so I want to hear from your sister.
You were doing just fine. Everything was going great. You were making lots of money. But then somebody quit manning the store and quit coming up with fresh ideas. You didn't do any marketing. You didn't do any advertising. You didn't do any social media. The times changed, and Polar Bear didn't change with the times.
I honestly didn't know where else to go, so I diversified. I bought some land in Buena Vista, Colorado, and we got a boxcar, and we put it in the town, and we turned that into an Airbnb room. The only thing else you have to do is sell it. 1, 2, 3, done. I see that vision very well. So it should have already been bringing back money, but it cost too much.
How much money did you put in the land?
$220,000.
And how much did you pay for the boxcar?
$75,000.
So now that's almost $300,000?
Yes.
Unfortunately, Strud thought it was a good idea to strip the company of all of its working capital and not be prepared for a downturn. I feel like I need to understand more about what really happened here, not just with Strud's lack of focus, but what's the real story about how the people that work here, that are part of this business, really feel. So how long have you worked there?
It'll be 5 years in September.
Oh, wow. And what's your biggest criticism of how the company's run?
There's zero process with Strud. As far as this is how we do things, me and Strud recently had a blow up. It was kind of a long time coming in multiple salary cuts. My salary was cut 55% overnight.
Excuse me?
Yeah. And the past 2 years, too, I've been in a tailspin from this because I bought a house.
How'd you pay your mortgage?
We were down. Exactly. I had to file bankruptcy for the whole thing. I mean,
does he know that?
Yeah. House gone. I live in my dad's basement right now.
Now, I understand that businesses go through tough times and pay rates have to be adjusted, but it's the way and the context that you communicate to that team member why it's happening and how it's going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to get Strud to see that unless I just put it right in front of his face. Strud, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the way you treat people?
7.
In the beginning, it was much nicer. Things got a little more intense as we were growing. 2009, we had a meeting, and he proceeds to go on the board and drew a line, like, this is what everybody makes. This is how much Jeff makes. This is how much, you know.
In front of everybody.
In front of everybody. And that meeting is where you said, no, I'm up here, you're down here.
I can't think back to a time where this quickly I'm hearing about how distraught people are. There is a definite problem between the owner of this business and everybody else that works here. Were you hurt by
Absolutely. It? And he cut my pay because he thought I was making too much money.
And how much did he cut your pay by?
$10,000.
And how many years did that last?
Well, we got to a different arrangement about 6 months later. But the damage is already done in my life, so.
Hold on, how is damage?
That's been personal stuff. Okay. When your house is worth nothing and your pay is cut by $10,000, okay. It changes your life.
I don't know how you actually fix this business without totally revamping the way Strud thinks. And I'm not sure it's possible. When you own a business, you have to read people's minds and you have to think about their feelings more than your own. With Jeff, I appreciated his level of humility and openness so early on after just meeting me. I feel like I know enough about their product and their process, kind of their people, and I want to start to dig into the financials to really understand how the inner workings are made up. Let's go to last year. 2018, company generated $2.6 million in revenue. The company lost $35,000.
Well, hold on. Lost $35,000.
Did you know that? No, don't point at him.
That's because of the train car.
Yeah.
Stuff is in there. Well, owner's discretionary spend.
I can't believe he's surprised that this move that he made to pull all the working capital out of the business really hurt the company. But with Strutt, I think it's pretty consistent with his lack of focus and his lack of self-awareness. 2017, the company did $3.2 million in revenue, made $16,000.
Wait, we made only $16,000?
Because of lots of owner's discretionary spending.
2016, $3.5 million in revenue, made $88,000. So from 16 to 17 to 18, it's drop.
Okay, so.
Why? And you can't blame anybody.
Okay.
It's really, I'm telling you, this is going to determine whether I move forward. If you answer wrong, I'm leaving.
It's 100% bad decisions made on my part, Marcus.
That's it. That's the answer. The fact that Strutt was able to answer the question correctly showed me that he is aware of his own liability, which gives me a little bit of hope. When you took a disproportionate amount of money out of the business, you took the company's ability to make the right size buy at the right price. And so you actually crushed the margin because you made them order in smaller batches. You take the working capital out of a business and they can't buy the right inventory, invest in product innovation, invest in marketing, then there's a reason that the business is down. You took the blood out of the body.
Can we look at the balance sheet real quick?
Yeah.
Just look at the current one. $422,000 in assets. On the liability side, $124,000 in payables. So that the business is relatively clean in terms of its balance sheet, right? Is that a fair statement?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So normally, when I'm doing a traditional equity investment, I would write a check. My worry is how he would actually manage the money. I almost need to keep him on a tight leash.
This business only needs, financially, the ability to ramp up its inventory as sales ramp up. Here's what I'm willing to do. I don't have an interest in owning the business. It's your thing. You founded it. I am willing to set up a line of credit for the business. If the goal is to get back to $3 million,
yes,
you'll need a $540,000 line of credit. You earn into the line of credit as the sales grow.
I'm going to provide them with a revolving line of credit that allows them to borrow money from the line, build inventory up, and as the inventory sells back down, take the profits from that and pay down the line. Over and over again, they'll continue to pull on the line and pay it back, pull on the line and pay it back, and retained earnings over time will replace the need for the revolver.
I'll have the interest rate be 5%.
That's good.
But I want 25% equity for doing it.
So I need a good plan for how it's going to happen.
What the company really needs, I think it needs an attention to inventory, a clear digital strategy direct to consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it needs the people that are in the business today to see a financial path for them to make more money as the company grows.
Yeah. Marcus, I am so appreciative that you've come here, and I would be honored to be a partner with you.
Okay. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah!
Okay.
Polar Bear had a giant drop in sales, and their business is largely direct-to-consumer, which means it's through the website. And the fact that Strutt hasn't addressed this before is not only concerning, but I'm not going to wait any longer.
Hey, what's your name, Karan? I'm Strutt.
And so I set up a meeting with a solid marketing company in Atlanta because I want to get objective third-party feedback on what they think about the website. And I'm curious to see how Strutt reacts to it.
So as you can see, there is no way to purchase anything from this page. You're telling them about this bulletproof liner, but you're not really telling them why they should buy this.
What's that angry dog doing? Well, hold on. That's not angry dog. That's Brett's dog. And he said he can't bite through the liner.
What is the benefit? Does it keep the drinks colder longer? What does it
leak.
Do?
It doesn't leak.
Okay.
It doesn't leak.
Great. So that would
leak
be...
proof.
Where does it say that?
The stamp that's on there. Leak proof. Polar bear leak proof.
Oh, oh, that?
You
oh.
can't read that?
Well, I mean, if you read through it, it'll tell you more.
But no one reads through here.
Okay.
Who put this website together?
No one reads it.
You're doing the customer a disservice by not leading them to a sale that can help them.
But my point that I'm trying to make is we have a tough liner.
The website that Strutt has for his business is almost representative of him. No focus, no self-awareness of what the consumers or anybody else that has any expertise is saying. And he's justifying it because he's like justifying his behavior.
Who's the profile customer?
Okay.
Not I think and I hope and I want.
Okay.
What is it exactly? Right, what stats do you have?
Product? Because we have nylons and then we have the EC line. And then we have Mossy Oak coolers. Obviously, the Mossy Oak coolers will be targeted and marketed towards hunting people. Groomsmen were one of the demographics we were after.
Wait. What?
For groomsmen, yeah.
Does the data tell you that that's who your customer is?
This is the data that just gathered. We don't have...
Did Strutt just say that groomsmen is the right target for this business? Let's start to identify who are the most likely people to buy these products. I'm looking for things like outdoor enthusiasts, tailgaters, soccer moms, people that actually need the product.
I tend to think that there should be something for a female in here.
I like,
that. How could this work for your family? What about taking this with the kids?
Okay, cool.
A lot of people are uploading collegiate logos. I think there's a market there for the whole collegiate world.
And so understanding what are the top colors and what are the top teams, and so there's a lot of research that can be done with color combinations. So you have my permission to start over and make a new site.
Okay.
When Life rebuilds the site, Hayden, I want you to take the Life marketing relationship.
I felt like the meeting was great. Life Marketing's going to work with Hayden on building something that speaks to the features and the benefits and that it's ready to go in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you. Yeah.
How are you, man?
What's
great
happening?
To see you. Just living it.
What's up, my man?
Hey.
So what is all this?
This is direct sales to consumer online, okay?
Okay.
Look, we've commissioned to start a new website, but the one thing that we need more than anything is the historical data from the old website. Who bought what and when and why? So we understand exactly how and when it dropped off.
In 2016, the online business was 60% of your business, 18% Amazon, 42% website.
Yeah.
Then it went to 38% website, down 4%. And the Amazon went down 3%.
You know what happened that year? That's the year that I no longer started handling the website.
Wait, hang on. If that was the case, you should have come to me and go, hold on, man. We're losing our asses here because you guys don't have me at the helm.
We've had that conversation.
No, I don't think we have enough. You should have been fighting for that.
I did.
As far as I'm concerned, Strutt either stops the blame game or I'm out of here.
If I saw Hayden Flack turn sales around ever once.
Ever once?
No, I mean, yeah, no. We don't know.
Why you pay me? Why you paying me if I never made you money?
Well, because I had a lot of belief that you would, but you also have to show me how that's happening. You need to put it on paper for me and go, look, here's what I did.
We did that. That's why my pay went up.
Either I made a huge mistake or you made a huge mistake by not making that clear to me.
In communicating with a very creative, eccentric type person,
right.
You have to curate your message in a way that they can understand it. If you don't feel like you're getting it across one way, you got to try a different way.
It does take two sides of the table to make sure that there's clear communication. I blame it on both parties.
He's never going to adjust his digesting information for you.
Sure.
You're gonna have to adjust your communicating to fit him.
Thank you.
Don't be all cocky about it.
I'm not.
My bigger concern in this moment is that I don't like the fact that he's blaming all the issues on other people. What Strutt doesn't understand about appreciating his employees is listening to them.
Let's get everybody together. Come on over, guys. Right. Ultimately, we want to organize our assets.
Okay.
We want to know what our top sellers are.
We want to get rid of all the SKUs that you have way too much of and get our cash out of them. Polar Bear is in real need of working capital. And the only way to really do that is to take this dead inventory, all of it, and turn it into cash. What I would like you to do is work with me on coming up with a plan for the warehouse.
I like it.
All right. Jeff, if you could start thinking about daily reporting so that everybody that's here knows what we have coming in, what we have going out, what we have in stock, so we can have some sort of dashboard to understand where our capital is. I'd like to have an inventory grid on that wall.
I can put it up, yeah.
All right, let's go get it done. Where we're going to start with is we're going to create a giant pile in the middle of everything that we don't want to carry anymore.
Oh, man.
Let's just get to work.
That backpack is you, my friend.
We got Marcus. What do we need with a pallet jack?
All right. So this has to go. The goal is for this business to reboot itself by going back to the core products, the best sizes and the best colors. And anything that looks like it's been sitting a while or it's the wrong size or the wrong color, I want them to shed themselves of that. Get that cash and reinvest in the core product.
What you're looking at right here is six-pack navy blue.
How many do we have? How many have we sold?
Right now we have 289. This time period last year, we sold 95.
The amount of inventory that a company should have should be based on historical sales, factored in with how long it takes to replenish that inventory. So if I can get product in 30 days, then I only need a 30-day supply. If it takes me 4 months to get the product from China, then I need a 120-day supply. Who can take the lead on finding a company that can come in and put a racking system in? They're not expensive.
I can do that.
Okay, that's on you.
Okay.
You're going to get your job board up and get the daily dashboard done. You guys got 7 days to try to get more than cost for everything. All right, let's go.
Two levels, and then you can also stack on top.
While Hayden works on the two tasks that I gave him, which is setting up the shelves for the warehouse and working on the new website with the marketing company, Strutt and the rest of the team have been tasked with selling off the excess inventory.
All right, so I'm going to chip away at that stuff. I'll go sell that. Let me do that.
And with the cash they generate from selling that inventory, they'll have the working capital to order the right inventory for the next 90 days. I need some cooler stuff. Today we're on Ocean Drive in South Beach, so I want to take the products and get some feedback from people.
Great idea.
Want to do that?
Yeah.
I wanted to bring the Polar Bear team somewhere different, out of Atlanta, because I think one of the reasons that sales are down is that Strutt struggles with the ability to tell his story, why people should even have the product. The best way to perfect that skill is to do it one-on-one, face-to-face with somebody.
This is closed cell foam, that's open cell foam. This is the foam like in your life vest. This is like the foam in your couch.
He's drawing a parallel between foam in a couch or in a bed or I...
The difference in this and this is a closed cell foam. This is open cell foam.
Keep it simple. Here's a cooler. What's it gonna do for me?
What is the most popular thing here?
That 12-pack silver sells more SKUs than anything else.
So would you say that this is an insulation sensation?
Ooh. Yes, I would. I like that.
If you keep saying that insulation sensation,
it's magic.
You'll never say the word foam again.
You're so right.
Because say foam sensation.
I can't do it.
Just try it.
Such a massage. You just can't even do it. It's got to be insulation.
So let's go test the insulation sensation.
I love it.
Okay.
Oh, the water's calling, Marcus.
Austin.
What I actually want to do now is see how the product does in or on the water. So guys, what's a feature of this cooler that
floats
we just...
Floats fully loaded.
Floats fully loaded. So insulation.
Flotation device.
What are the other things that people are going to want to see to check the box?
Keeps cold for very long periods of time.
Duration.
Yeah.
Dang it.
That's good.
How about we just change our whole marketing campaign to just three basic things that a customer actually cares about when buying a cooler? Insulation's important. Flotation's important. Duration's important. So here's what I want you guys to do. Short videos, but I want to see the product in action. I want to see the insulation. I want to see the flotation. I want to see the duration. Be yourself.
Okay.
I'm filming right now.
Come on, bring it.
48-hour duration insulation.
Polar Bear coolers. Keep it cool.
Do it
that
again.
Was perfect, actually.
Yeah, no, it's not right. I can pay the same amount for someone to do it the first time right.
Suddenly, things take a bizarre turn.
When the pay gets cut for business reasons, we can talk about that. So if you bring that on me, I'm going to respond to that.
This little discussion around a social media post starts dredging up all the things from the past. Now the train's off the tracks big time.
Cut my pay 40%. Overnight.
Hold on, we need to know the details to have this conversation.
I know the details.
You were 75. You chose to not continue to work with me every day to grow it. Hold on. We had serious conflict on the things that I needed you to work with me on to grow the company.
I have to tell you, I'm now starting to get hot because I've stressed to Strud the importance of learning how to appreciate his people, how to speak to them with respect, and how to listen to them. If he doesn't change, this business won't grow.
Now we have an issue. We have serious conflict on the things that I needed you to work with me on to grow the company. Now we have an issue of something we have to figure out still, okay? And then you blew up and then—
Do you want to understand why I made that decision?
Not yet.
Just because I feel like this isn't going to go anywhere good.
It's not.
Maybe you and I can go talk.
Let me grab a shirt if you don't mind.
I don't know who started it with who or how it all exploded, but all of a sudden we're dredging up all these things from the past in the middle of South Beach.
What gets you so amped up?
There's so much that has to be done in such little time. I don't really have time to explain every part.
Once and for all,
yeah.
Let's close that loop. How about if you don't ever bring up the past again? And you say to him, you know what? Do you think it would be a good idea if we figured out how to kick ass going forward?
Absolutely, he's going to say yes. I can ask him.
Go ask him.
Come here. Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Get in here, man.
Bring me on in.
What's up, brother?
Hey, do you think it would be a good idea if you and I just bury the hatchet and move forward and make this company rock?
Absolutely. You know it.
Let's do it, man.
I'm on it.
I'm cautiously optimistic that this conversation has a small chance of them actually burying the hatchet. I'll reserve some judgment for later.
Appreciation. That's the word that you need to learn more than anything.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, buddy.
I'll see you later.
Fine. Thanks, Marcus.
The warehouse looks exactly the same. To say that I'm pissed would be an understatement. Now it feels like you're just waiting for me to do the work. And I've been down that road too many times.
It kind of all looks the same.
Are you frustrated?
I'm more disappointed.
Are you?
Yeah.
That the shelves wouldn't already been in here?
No, it just doesn't feel any different in here. The job board's not up.
No, it is. It's around the corner. Jeff thought it would be better because that's where it's all red from over there.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get annoyed by the fact that he's not listening to me. And we can have this debate all day long and all night long. And no matter how many excuses you give me, you're not going to change my mind.
So what has everybody here been doing? Just hanging out?
No, Jeff handles the things he handles. Hayden handles the things he...
Describe those for me.
Hayden answers the phones and does customer service, oversees Amazon and the Facebook and social media.
So the advertising?
No.
Every social bit media. Of advertising has to be generated here.
I'm frustrated right now because I specifically asked Hayden to work on this. If you don't allow your team members to do their job, they're going to resign themselves to the fact that they're just there. They're going to let you do it. And guess what's going to get done? Nothing.
Should we all just go home?
No, we don't want everyone to go home.
Why not? You're doing it all.
I am doing it all now.
But see, that's the problem. You have full control of it. And so everybody that works here feels underappreciated. And it isn't just about their pay.
My journey with Strud has been confusing, to say the least.
Hey, Strud, maybe you and Stephanie and I can chat?
Yeah.
I thought it would be a good idea to sit with his girlfriend, love life partner, Stephanie, to see if I could get a little bit of insight into how Strud is wired.
That was a lot. So I'm going to act like it didn't happen.
No. I want to fix things, Marcus. I don't know what it is when I'm doing it. I don't know. Someone would say, there, you just did it.
I'll do it right now.
Okay.
You don't appreciate people.
I do appreciate people. Big time. I do.
I'll say it differently. People don't think you appreciate them.
There you go.
But so that's the thing you're looking for.
That's the one thing he needs to change about himself. His tone and the way he comes across to people. Strud has Neanderthal DNA. It's always just whatever Strud needs to happen is the goal, and it's almost like he'll either push you out of the way or push you to get what he needs out of you to get to the next point. That's how it feels all the time. Because
you can say I'm not considerate, but I wouldn't give up on anyone. Nobody. Okay, that's appreciation because I appreciate the people in my life.
They may not see it that way.
They don't, but some of the angles that you're going on, I'm telling you, they're just not right on.
We're here trying to help you.
If we don't fix this, this business is going to go nowhere.
I mean, it's just do or die. That's how I feel every day. And I don't know how to fix that.
You can be really pushy about things, and nobody wants to be pushed around when they're trying to help somebody.
Let me say something. I do appreciate you. You are on my side no matter what. And every time I step on that ice in a vulnerable state, you're there.
Well, I would encourage you to look at every single person, whether it's me or them or whoever, with that level of sincerity and earnestness that you have with your soon-to-be bride.
Yeah.
You like that? If I got that in there?
Yeah, I'm in training, man.
It's got a ring to it.
It's got a what to it?
No pun intended.
It's got a ring.
You guys are dangerous.
I think going forward, if the rest of the team knew sincerely that you appreciate them, it builds tolerance. Appreciation goes up, tolerance goes up, noise stops.
His self-awareness meter is broken. Strud just needs to realize how much he needs everybody.
Let me say something. Hayden, you're important to me. I mean, in the beginning, we had so much fun, man. I just hit it off with you,
clicked,
and I was
bro.
Like, man, there was something there. You know, I felt like you're my brother, you know? Brett, she understands me in ways that no one else ever will. It's just nice to have. Jeff has been there, man. It's important to me that you've stuck through. I'm so proud of you and us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Ta-da! You know what, bud? It's these kind of discussions that reinforce for people why they stick with you. Appreciation.
Yeah. You're the prophet, but you know what? You may be the savior, Marcus. You're a special guy, man.
Where's the racking?
Racking is being installed on Wednesday. We're doing 4 feet deep racks, but in the middle, you double them up so we can put our biggest SKU so he can access from both sides and push through.
It's only 11 grand.
Isn't that amazing?
Okay, great.
Woo! Yay. Progress!
Now that Strud is finally appreciating his staff, things are falling in place.
We sold all the coolers, Marcus.
Come on.
Yeah, no, we'll around, my friend. We sold them all in 9 days.
All of them?
All of them. Hayden and Jeff killed it.
I am totally blown away by what they were able to accomplish. They ended up getting rid of 1,500 of them, all the coolers that were on the truck, and generated $67,000 of cash that was locked up in inventory that couldn't be redeployed into the right inventory. The warehouse racking's being put in.
Bam! I need one more.
The inventory is finally being organized. And with the laser focus on improving the website and expanding the social media footprint, well, that's going to bring a whole new set of customers.
We're going to have big shopping options right here. That's nice. So this is the deluxe 3-day insulation sensation.
That's a great graphic. I like the image. I like the size. I like the flow. I think it's killer. Excellent. Good deal, man.
Okay. Ready?
A few weeks ago, Strud and I were down in Miami, and I tried to just give him a chance to see how his sales ability would be. He didn't do well in Miami, so I'm going to give him one more shot to prove that he understands how to work with his teammates and how to properly promote the product in the company.
So let's open her up. Let's get some coolers out. Let's get going.
All right.
Get in here now. Come on. Team Polar Bear. One, two, three. Go, Team Polar Bear. Hey, man, you guys got the tailgate going, got some food, got some cooking.
Yeah. That's right.
You ever want to keep your drinks cold all day long?
Yes!
You ever want to be hands-free with your cooler on your back?
Yay. What's up, guys? How are
you? Will you guys check this out at Polar Bear Coolers?
Sure. Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
All right, keep it cool.
Hey.
All right.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
You having fun?
I'm having a great time.
How you doing, dear?
Hi, Marcus.
Good to see you.
Great to see you.
You think these people want to hear you sing? Are you ready for a cool relation with the brand that's rocking the nation? Guaranteed to make you smile. Gonna help you keep it cool for a while.
Ready?
Yeah, all right. Do you want
to
keep
things
cold?
Who'd like to test out a cooler?
This is a badass cooler.
They were working as a team. Everybody was pitching in. Everybody was out there hustling, talking to customers. And Strud wasn't doing anything other than what I wanted him to be doing, which is letting his big, bright personality shine.
Insulation sensation. How'd you like to be hands-free?
Oh, yeah,
get in there. One, two, three. Yes. The insulation sensation.
It's an insulation sensation.
Yeah. All right, thanks, y'all. Keep it cool.
So when all the stuff went up on the shelves, what did you notice you were out of?
You're going to need a lot of orange and blue coolers.
Now that I've seen them with customers and their pitch a lot more refined, I want to understand how much inventory they have, what day supply they have, what they want to order, and how much it's going to be. And if I like what I hear, then I'm going to give them the necessary additional working capital to buy new inventory to grow their business even more.
Let's go, Polar Bear. Put your beer inside of there.
Have a seat.
You really stepped it up, man.
Thank you.
You're a great person to lean on, someone who can get things done. And I'm having fun again.
I am too.
You know, like I like we were in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right, bud.
Thank you for changing. Totally different person since this whole thing happened.
Okay.
And
all right, bud.
Happy to work for you.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
Listen, you're going to need some more money. Okay. I'm going to hook you up with some more money, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
$50,000 for now.
For now.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you, bud.
All right, love you, bud.
All right.
I'm 100% confident that with the new infrastructure and the new disciplines that they have, with him recognizing Hayden with a larger salary, his respecting Jeff and Brett, they'll have no problem climbing their way back to $3.5 million.
How much total inventory do we have right now?
About 5,000 coolers.
Lowest we've ever had.
Cleanest you've ever been.
Cleanest
we've
ever been.
Yes.
How much dollar inventory do you have right now?
About 140,000.
And where should it be in your mind?
I think it should be about twice that, almost 300.
Okay. So then what would you need?
75.
Great. Do you buy off on that?
Yeah, I do.
Do you trust him?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, Marcus.
Okay. Now, I want to just tell you this. Normally, I give this check much earlier, but I wasn't initially confident that you would get out of your own way. And the thing that was scaring me the most was your previous lack of appreciation for people.
Yeah.
And I think that you've demonstrated to all of them you care about them, you care about the business, that you understand that having everything be right makes the business move much better.
Yeah. Thanks again, man.
There you go, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We can refine the product and we can fix the process. But what ultimately determines the success of a business going forward is if the people have a different perspective than the day I met them. The most important change that was made here was not by me. It was by Strud.
I'm feeling lucky, man. You know what happens when I feel lucky?
I don't want to ask.
Crazy things happen, Marcus.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Steph, I love you. You're the most important person in my life. You're the greatest mother there's ever been. Will you marry me?
I would love to marry you. I love you so much.
Yeah!
None of that. That's good.
Congrats.
Come on.
I'm trusting you here, bud. That check that I just gave you, that's for inventory, and not for your engagement ring.
I love you.
I love you too.
You've been listening to The Prophet, the podcast from CNBC. I'm Marcus Lemonis. For more of The Prophet, subscribe today wherever you listen.